I want to guide us in a guided meditation for the next 20 minutes, and then open up the phone line for your questions and comments. So please sit comfortably. And one thing I want to be clear about in terms of meditation is sometimes considered a practice that doesn't involve the body. And to me, that is simply incorrect. Meditation is a process that completely involves the body, just in a very specific way. And that is, the body participates in the process of this meditation by being still. And maintaining stillness in your body is a profound activity. So while we meditate for these 20 minutes, try to be as still as possible, and you will discover that stillness is infinite. There's always more stillness to be found. So please sit in a way that's comfortable and close your eyes. And just take a moment to breathe easily and relax. And now that the meditation has started, all you need to do is have no problem. That means simply recognizing that this moment, exactly the way it is, exactly the experience you're having right now, this moment is it. There is nothing else to strive for, nowhere else to be. Nothing else that could possibly be happening besides what is. Be gracious and allow yourself to accept the miraculous gift of being right here. as you sit, graciously accepting the miracle of being here as the only gift worth having, you may notice that the ungracious part of your mind remains unconvinced. The ungracious part of your mind will point out imperfections in this moment. Or point toward imagined possibilities that would be better. And use those imperfections and possibilities to prove that this moment is not the one, that this is not it. The ungracious part of your mind is unwilling to accept the gift of this moment. It is unwilling to allow itself to be content and satisfied. But just because there is a part of your mind that will always be ungracious in the face of divinity's most precious gift, doesn't mean that you have to be. You can be gracious. You can be content. You can be grateful for the presence of this moment, even if it contains the echo of an ungracious mind. Be gracious, even in the face of the ungraciousness that you might hear in some corner of your mind. contentment is not the same as happiness. Contentment means satisfaction. It means not wanting anything more than what is. When we are truly content, all of the energy drains out of our personal will. All of the desire to achieve, to attain, to be someone or be somewhere else, all subsides. And we are completely full. Full beyond measure. Sustaining this degree of contentment is very challenging. In a million ways, we will be constantly tempted to define some aspect of this moment as a problem that needs to be solved or fixed. And as soon as we do, we disqualify this moment from being the one of perfect contentment. If you can be gracious enough to accept the reality of perfect contentment, you will have gained the keys to the kingdom. You will have found the access point to divine will. Because if you are able to sustain the condition of contentment, the profound impulse toward awakening, which is inherent in reality, will stir in you. It will begin to move you. And if you continue to practice perfect contentment, not just in meditation, but beyond, for a week, for a month, for a year, the energy of awakening will begin to shape your life and your being. And you will be on an adventure beyond imagination. And so with that, gently allow your eyes to open.